Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Okay, so your heart broke.
Back to She Said, He Said. On 590 The Fan, you know, all this music is about playing a fool, and sometimes you think maybe your relationship is not where it should be. St. Louis Marriage Coaching.com. St. Louis Marriage Coaching with Dave Rispoli can get you back on track. Remember those days when your relationship, when you first met and everything was awesome, and you just, that warmth in the air, that warmth in your heart, and how you couldn't get enough of the other one? Well, now you're just separated and you don't want to do anything with the other one and you don't want anyone to be around them, and your relationship has gone down the tubes and you don't know how to get it back on track. Maybe just one of you wants to get back on track. Well, Dave Rispoli with St. Louis Marriage Coaching can help you do that. He can get your relationship back on track if only one of you want to fix it. So go to stlouismarriagecoaching.com, get a hold of Dave Rispoli, and he can help you get your relationship back on track. And right now in the studios, we have our Del Tekowski, and she is going to tell us about how you can trade things. If you don't have the money to maybe get something fixed in your house, or you don't have the money to maybe take a trip, but you want to be able to trade out, just like in the old days when you could trade with each other and get something cool. Ardell's going to tell us all about that. Welcome to the studios, Ardell.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed being in the studio with us today?
Oh my gosh, you guys are a blast. I love being here.
So I am part of Absolute Barter,
so
and
it
has been extremely helpful in my life. So how can it be helpful in others?
Well, you know, we're a network. Currently, we have just at 480 businesses. So we're really growing. Just last week, we brought on 8 new accounts. So it's pretty amazing. You know, when we send a client new business, they don't have to want what the other person has.
So, that's what's so cool.
Yeah. You can, you know, get anything we have here locally, but also we're affiliated with thousands of trade exchanges nationwide. So that's where a lot of the vacations come in, or they have different product that, you know, someone might be selling out of California that you want. So it is pretty cool. It's dollar for dollar, which is great, because I know a lot of times that people that I know, you know, they'll barter for something and they felt they didn't get their value. So here it is dollar for dollar. So you're losing nothing. You know, it's a great way. I couldn't imagine my life without barter. Honestly, I have 3 granddaughters, you know, so we do our birthday parties, get the clown and the you know, snow cones and, you know, tattoos.
Well,
and
maybe even getting your carpets cleaned. I mean,
like,
can be $200-$300.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you get your carpets cleaned, and that person that cleaned my carpets doesn't have to turn around and do something for me. It's just dollars that get put in his bank to do whatever he wants in Absolute Barter.
Yes, it's great. And what I also, you know, because we do have a small membership to come on board. But, you know, today, you know, on the show, if anyone would contact us, we would have no membership for anyone that was listening to He Said, She Said.
Very nice.
And would love to barter. So I thought that would be a great thing to throw out there.
Yeah. So if someone, and how would they get a hold of you if they want to join Absolute Barter today without having to pay that fee? Which is how much, by the way,
It's normally $295. But what I do is I round it up to $300, and I do $100 in a check credit card and $200 in barter. So that means their account would go negative $200 when they sign on. But, you know, again, it'd be zip, zero, zilch.
I've saved thousands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thousands,
yeah.
Not just a couple hundred dollars. I've saved thousands of
dollars
being part of Absolute Barter.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure everybody knows of Gingham's restaurant out there in St. Charles. Craig.
Delicious pancakes.
Oh, my gosh. They have the best breakfast ever. But he's a bean counter, you know, and I was so surprised, not last year, but the year before. He'd said he saved $10,000 cash by bartering his food and drink for everything he needs. And I believe that, because it's just, it's amazing. And if people would just keep an open mind and really see what it's about, because it works differently for everyone. You know, it depends on a profit margin, of course, with your product or service, but it's a win-win. I mean, thousands and thousands of businesses wouldn't be bartering if it didn't work.
Yeah. I just don't think a lot of people I've known, like where I tried to explain to my mom one time, or I've tried to explain to somebody, and sometimes it's hard for them to comprehend, because we're so used to, like, the old days, I'll give you a chicken and you let me take milk home from the store. You know, it's that, you know, take from each other. And it's not about that. It's about joining a club, a membership, and you can get whatever you want that's part of that. That's dollars you use, and then you hope that someone will want to use your business, because then that puts money into your bank. Not money, but points, or I guess dollars.
It's currency.
Use.
It's still money, you know.
It's not like they're putting cash in, but it's...
Right. Well, right. You're going to use barter points instead of cash.
Yes.
So that's what's
to
really
not confused,
cool.
Because a lot of times I don't understand. And there is a percentage. So, for instance, I had my carpets cleaned, and it was $300 and something. Mm-hmm. And then, I didn't pay for it. I bartered it. Mm-hmm. But I did get then a invoice from Absolute Barter. I just had to pay, like, it's almost like I paid tax. It was like a percentage, which was very small. I think it cost me maybe $25 or something to have my carpets cleaned.
Yeah, we earn 12% when our clients purchase. So if it costs you $300, instead of debiting that off of your debit card out of your bank account, you paid $36. So
but it's
huge.
Worth it. And you deserve to make a percent. You're putting all this together for us to be able to go shopping. So
it's awesome. Again, like I said, I couldn't imagine my life without it. I mean, if I didn't have barter, I don't know what I'd do. Honestly, you know, it's incredible.
I know Gordon's part of it. He has his DJ business and but maybe lighting and sound. I'm not sure what all you have on there. From that, I know our radio
show. I'm getting
ready
to try and use it right now. I've got my house needing some work on it. So,
well, we're here to help you.
I know someone that practically built her house almost, Karen.
Oh, yeah.
With using barter.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, literally almost built their entire house with bartering.
Well, I've also helped people start their business with barter. And I was one of those. When I walked out of the company I work for, I started my barter company that morning. And my accountant, my printing, my logo, my website, I mean, everything I needed, I bartered. And I've helped several people do that. And they're still going strong today. So
incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. So, again, what is the website?
It's absolutebarter.com, and then our office line is 636-410-9393.
410-9393. That's an easy number to remember. I can't remember the radio station's number, and I've been saying it for like how long now. That's a great number to have.
Yeah.
We'll be sure and post it on Twitter and Facebook so people can know about it too and be part of it. It truly has been godsend. I've been part of it for years. I remember being in Becky Schoening's kitchen and talking about it, and it did take me a minute to, it was, it
you
can
were doing
be,
a book or something.
I was launching my children's book, Coco and the Chocolate Fairy, but it was a little bit to the concept to grasp. You know, it takes a minute. So if you have any interest in bartering, really talk to Ardell, because once you understand it, it's incredible. It truly is.
You know, like I said, if they mention he said, she said, they'll have a free membership.
Yeah, so. Or she said, he said.
Or she, thank you.
No,
I'm so sorry.
Please don't say sorry. Just like to throw that in there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Well, we do want to know what's rocking this weekend, and we want to thank Club Fitness for bringing it to us. Do you love Club Fitness? I like how Gordon will go to the gym early in the morning, like 6 o'clock, and tags me, and then people think I was at the gym too. That's awesome. I'm like,
way to go,
I'm
Gordon.
Exhausted.
I'll come back and go, how do you feel? Just, what do you mean? Well, you were just at the gym.
I'm like, oh, I can't. I just feel like I'm going to throw up early in the morning. I cannot, and I'm not pregnant.
Are you sure?
Really super sure. So I just don't know how people do that. Get up early in the morning and get in there and go get them.
I have to. I don't get it done. If the rest of the, if I don't get it done in the morning, that day goes by. Next thing you know, I'm busy doing this and busy doing that. And then by the end of the day, I'm too tired to do it. So it's like, it's
10 o'clock is perfect for me, but I can't go because I'm already working. But if I was a stay-at-home leisure person and won the lottery, I would work out at 10:30. Actually, I probably just someone work out for me if I was really rich.
Well, they say that's the best time of day. They say it really get your metabolism going and do it
early.
Right away.
I know. I'd stay up too late because, you know, you do one job during the day, another job during the night, and you're doing things and you go to bed late, and he's late and he works late. And so before you know it, it's really hard to get up at 5 or 6 in the morning and go to the gym.
You know, I have found I'm allergic.
Maybe maybe that's what I'm allergic to. It. I break out in hives and sweat and feel sick to my stomach. My God, I'm allergic.
Right.
The doctor will surely tell me to stay away from the gym.
Kelly goes to Club Fitness for the smoothies.
They're right. Delicious.
They are
They're delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly.
It's so good.
Man. And I have to throw in there that, of course, Club Fitness is part of Absolute Barter. Yeah. I just have to throw that in there.
See, that's great to know. Well, you can go to clubfitness.us. I'm sure if you type in Club Fitness, it's going to pull up. But US, and you can actually go on there and get a free 7-day pass, which is really cool because it is a great way to try out the gym without being bothered. And you can go to any gym and do it for 7 days and see if you like it. And if you do like it, was it $10 to join the gym monthly? Or not to join, it's not $10. It's $10 a month or $20 if you want it all. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
I mean, another cool thing is how much money do you waste at the Walmart or something?
Another cool thing, just as you've heard, I go in at early in the morning. Kelly goes in late. It's open 24 hours. You can go anytime you want, which is really cool.
So stupid to go at 6 in the morning
when
it's open 24
hours. So when I can't sleep, I'll just go to the gym, right?
That's right.
When I'm up at 1 o'clock in the morning, let's go.
Yeah, are you one of those people you wake up at 1 and you can get out of bed and go do something? Like, I can't sleep, but I surely can't do anything else either.
Oh, no. I might as well.
I'll stare at the ceiling.
Because once I'm up, I'm up.
So, oh, no. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not one of those. I'd just rather just getting up is the hard part. Go around than get up out of bed and go find something to do at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's horrible. So what's rocking, Gordon?
What's rocking? Well, on stage of Brewski, Smokehouse, and Music, alongside of the award-winning Wings and the best-tasting barbecue brisket, it is Trixie Delight tonight on stage at Brewski's. Also, what's rocking is the home opener this Sunday.
Yeah.
Home opener Sunday.
What time is the game?
I believe it's like 7.
So it's an evening game.
I might be wrong.
Gotta hope it's nice.
But it is evening. It is evening. It is the game of Sunday night game.
My gosh, can you imagine what downtown's going to be like? Those bars are going to be packed by 10 or 11.
Blues,
of course,
Matt three,
mentioned the Blues are playing.
And congratulations to the Blues. Even though they did not win last night, they still are in the playoffs.
Are you a happy man, Matt?
Yeah, but for now, we'll see what happens in the playoffs.
So gonna be,
it's
going to
be a roller coaster.
Us.
Just hope they're not
it's
eliminated.
It's going to be a roller coaster. Listen,
no, they can't be eliminated, eliminated the first round.
If they're eliminated on a Friday night, it's going to be a bumpy Saturday.
Matt's so emotional.
Yeah. I think Alan's a little tired last night in that shootout. He looked
probably
a little tired towards the
end. He was the only one that played the last period and a half.
Right.
And we just became a sports show.
There you go. That's all right. We don't care.
So girls, what do you have to add?
Yeah. Absolutely nothing. I didn't even know who the Cards are playing on Sunday.
Kelly, come on.
I go for the hot dogs and the beer and the popcorn, nachos, whatever it is, and then I watch three innings. I'm like, well, now what are we gonna go do? I'm bored. So now Maggie Malone's, I do you know what's playing there? Do they have a band?
I have no idea what's playing there,
but they have
a
band probably.
I know what's going on at Eddie's.
You do?
Yeah, me. Oh. Karaoke tonight. So come on out and see me. Come sing a song. Yes. You can be that couple
song
that wears the same outfit and sing Islands of the Stream.
Oh my gosh. But it is fun, though. Have you ever karaoke?
I have.
You have?
I have, yes. Oh. Dragging my
favorite
to do it. No.
My favorite are the guys that say, I'm not singing. I'm not getting up there and singing and never sang in my life and I'm not going to do it. No. And they cut it down. And then they get up there by chance, sing a song,
and then
you can't keep them off the mic after that. They're hooked.
Okay, so a child asked his father, how were people born?
And now
so
for
his
something
father
completely
said,
different.
Adam and Eve made babies. Then their babies became adults and made babies and so on and so on and so on. And babies were born. And then the child went to his mother and asked her the same question. And she told him, we were monkeys. Then we evolved and we became like we are now. The child ran back to his dad and said, you lied to me. Dad replied, no, your mom was talking about her side of the family.
Oh, no.
All right.
Wow.
Thanks to all our wonderful sponsors.
She had to make sure she got her joke. She wasn't going
to. And that is brought to you by Aesthetica Med Spa. Check it out. Go to eamedspa.com and be beautiful on the outside. There's so many new procedures out there. Why not turn back time and look youthful forever? Thank you so much for joining us for the She Said, He Said show. We'll be back next week. And you can find us on the She Said, He Said Facebook page. And we'll be back next week and have some more fun.
Have a great weekend.
Kathleen Kaiser, Ardell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
Peace.
You. Have a great weekend.
Boo! Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
More.
Our baby's a love thing.